This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a conference in London today, they're taking on the growing problem of counterfeit medicine. Millions of lives are put at risk by knockoff drugs, and it's a problem afflicting the U.S. and Europe as well as the developing world. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The World Health Organization claims that counterfeit medicine is now a $75 billion a year industry. It estimates that up to 10% of the medical drugs sold around the world are fake. In poor countries, it could be as much as 50%. Professor of Medicine Martin McKee is taking part in today's meeting. He told the BBC that this illicit trade poses a major threat to human health.
You might be taking drugs that don't cure the condition you have, and if it's a life-threatening condition, you might die. Secondly, you might be taking drugs that are themselves toxic, and the ingredients in them may kill you.
McKee says the boom in internet sales of medicine has fueled the fake drug industry. The anti-impotence remedy Viagra, sold online, is believed to be the most counterfeited treatment. But he also blames globalization. He says long and complicated supply chains make it easier for fake drugs to get into the system. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.